Hello, this is the podcast for our class on September 29, and it's class number 11, and we talked about governmental entities and governmental immunity specifically, and we're thinking in terms of the duty that requirement, the responsibility requirement that governmental entities have, and I think that might help you out in formulating these. There's special duty rules for governmental entities. We talked about why. It all evolves from a very old-fashioned notion of sovereign immunity, can't sue the king. And here now, most states, localities, federal government have opened the door to being sued in tort, but there are certain things that they've retained immunity for. So you have to characterize the activity that was going on and the basis, the activity specifically, and what that activity entailed in order to determine whether they're going to be immune. First thing you should look at is the activity. You see a situation of the Staten Island Ferry. It's run by New York City Transportation Department, but it's an action that can be done by anybody. So courts characterize that as a proprietary act. Anything that can be done by anyone else, running a hospital or putting public hospitals, running a transportation system, is the subway, the bus, trains, all of those things are proprietary actions. They're not specifically part of what a government does. So it can be private or it can be public. Plenty of private. Amtrak is private. Subways are public. But again, when the public is doing it, they're doing one of these proprietary activities. They're held to the standard of reasonable care. No special immunity rules. So you have to distinguish, is something a proprietary action or something that's specifically governmental that only a government can do. Once you've established whether it's a governmental action, such as providing police protection, fire departments, it's all of those things, then you have to characterize it. Was what caused the injury or what was related to the injury? What kind of decision was it? Was it a policy decision, something that's up to the discretion of the government, or was it just carrying out a decision that's already been made, operational, an operating, ministerial, or policy? So when you look at what was being done, you have to get down to characterize, action based on policy, or was it based on just carrying out the policy? Because courts say that the government is immune from any liability based on a policy decision, but not immune from these operational or ministerial decisions. So for example, we use the hypothetical of if you the decision to put up streetlights is policy. Can't question that. But once the lights are up, they have to work. So if the bulb goes out, they can be held to a reasonable care analysis. You're not going to be immune from carrying out the policy. Those are pure operational ministerial, mere ministerial, as opposed to policy decisions or governmental decisions. So we looked at then the risk case, and a court here said there had been no promise. If they had promised, then they had to follow through on it. They had made her a promise, and she had relied on it. They had to follow through. Here there was no promise. There was certainly foreseeability. There was certainly, they had the ability to prevent this. Certainly there was the control, but they had not taken it on. And the court said, they haven't taken this on. There's been no promise. No promise. And so no duty. Court here shows very, very narrow definition of duty for government entities. I asked what's the difference between this and where they imposed no duty, governmental immunity, and our situation with Dr. Moore and Tarasoff, where they did impose a duty where one wouldn't have existed before, based on the knowledge of the danger and the ability to control it, the ability to do something about it. There was knowledge in both cases, but duty on the private citizen, very narrow duty, not really making any big changes, just in very narrow circumstances. Duty on the private citizen, no duty to our police department. Court says we're not going to tell police departments how to spend their money, how to organize their offices. We're not going to do that because we have separation of powers. They have their money, how they spend it is theirs. It's just they get the discretion. And if it's a discretionary decision, we're not going to second guess it. So it's an example of how really little these courts want to deal with looking closely at how governmental agencies, governments and their agencies operate. Very little they want to investigate how governments and their agencies operate. They don't want to do it. They're worried about the floodgates, and they're also worried about encroaching upon another branch of government's business. And they're not interested in doing it at all. We looked at Schuster and Sorchetti. Those instances, they decided there was potential liability on part of the police department for not providing protection. One, we had Schuster, where there was a kind of a whistleblower or an informant had come along. The police asked for help. Somebody came along, gave information, and was then, on the basis of that, tracked down and murdered. The police were held to have a duty to that person. They got them into the fix in the first place. Person might have justifiably thought that he could rely on the police department. And then so there was going to be liability. There was a duty. Sorchetti, we had a promise to give some help and a protection order. Again, justifiable reliance. So duty under that situation. And then we looked at Cuffey. Cuffey's a very strong barrier against a governmental liability against on these promises to protect cases, and failure to protect very strong cases, on showing how unwilling the court is to imply a duty to protect, an affirmative duty on these government agencies. Cuffey had four requirements there, and it has to be all four, not three, not two, but four of the Cuffey requirements have to be met. Again, shows you how much the courts don't want to second guess or start running police departments. They don't want to say what the police did was wrong. So it's a matter of, again, discretionary decision, not operational, not ministerial. And looking at the how we narrow our duty, we kept it to limited to just a special relationship, and it was a cuffy special relationship. Duty to everybody, but not duty to any individuals, except when there's a special relationship. Cuffy kept that very narrow. Then we moved to Lauer, and this case was definitely ministerial. We had a medical examiner, who did something wrong, had a really flawed medical examination, that quite ministerial in action, quite operational. He's supposed to find out what the cause of death is, and he was made a big error. But instead of correcting it, he kept his mouth shut. And as a direct result of this, our plaintiff had emotional distress. We didn't talk about this in class. I wonder whether if there had been a physical injury. I mean, emotional distress is a physical injury, but it doesn't get a lot of respect by the courts. So I'm wondering if it was something other than emotional distress, there might have been more credence given. Maybe not. But what we definitely have is a case where, even though it was a ministerial decision, it did something wrong, question, they're going to even limit it further, is saying, well, there's no special duty to any individual based on doing my job wrong. My duty, I don't report to anybody except the district attorney. I deliver my reports directly to the district attorney. Here I had nothing to do with this third party, even though my negligence meant that he was investigated for his son's murder. So the court looked to say no duty to the individual unless there is a special relationship. And this case goes as far as any case does in terms of limiting duty. I've got to think of it in another jurisdiction. It wouldn't be so narrow. It would be just ministerial and no special relationship required. New York throws this extra monkey wrench into this and makes it all very confusing. So anyway, when you're doing these cases, you've got to analyze them. First, is it proprietary or governmental? Governmental has the potential for immunity, proprietary, no immunity. And then you have to go and look to see if it's governmental, was the decision based on policy, or was it based on carrying out a policy operation? Immunity for policy decisions, no immunity for operational decisions. And then you have to look to see, is a special relationship required? Is this even going to be further limited in duty to somewhere where there is a relationship between the two, where somebody, and why do you need a relationship? Because the other party is going to rely on you. There's going to be a reliance. Okay, so next class we're going to have the little quiz, and then we'll start with Friedman. So you're responsible for all the material up to Friedman for our quiz on Monday the 4th.